Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin.
And I'm Jeff Young. A team of students and professors from Rutgers University recently launched a project they hope will make seagoing history by remote control. They're sending a little underwater robot across the Atlantic from New Jersey to Spain to learn more about changes affecting our seas. IEEE Spectrum's Ari Daniel Shapiro was there.
At 6 in the morning, just as dawn was breaking, Scott Glenn, an oceanographer at Rutgers University, was bristling with excitement.
Yes, this is a big day. The launch of one of these long-duration missions is something you work for months. And when it's finally there, it starts a whole new phase of the project. And so it's about to start a great day.
Glenn's talking about the launch of the glider RU-27. This underwater robot looks like a mini yellow submarine, and it's about 6.5 feet long. It can stay at sea for months because it has no people on board. It's piloted remotely from a lab at Rutgers on shore. RU-27 zigzags slowly up and down underwater, taking the temperature of the ocean and measuring how salty it is, among other things. Every time the glider surfaces, it uses a global cell phone to call the lab, literally, to send in the data it's collected and receive instructions on where to go next. The information it's collecting might tell us something about the impact of climate change on the ocean. Later that morning, Glenn and part of the glider team were on a boat headed off the coast of New Jersey to do the launch.
Gliders are changing the way we go to sea. I used to come out of this field station and we'd spend the whole day and we'd do maybe 5 stations. It would take us all day to do that. We'd come back exhausted. Now we send out a robot to do the same thing. And instead of going out for one day, it's going to go out for 9 months.
If successful, RU-27 will be the first remote-controlled object to cross an ocean underwater. The route, New Jersey to Spain. A team of Rutgers undergrads will be the ones piloting RU-27 from the lab on shore, using everything they've learned about currents and the oceans to make the mission a success. Back in the lab, sophomore and RU-27 co-pilot Emily Rogowski says she's excited about the launch.
It's a big day. It's a big day, but honestly, it's time. RU-27 needs to get out there. We've been working on her for so long. I feel like it's time for her to start this mission.
Rogowski and the other half of the team followed the launch from the lab over speakerphone and a webcam. Everyone was eager to get RU-27 in the water and on its way to Spain.
Tina's on the back end, almost in the water.
When the speakerphone announced the glider had been lowered into the Atlantic, the lab honored the moment.
All right, she's free. She's off. All right.
The same jubilation erupted aboard the boat.
Good job.
Thanks.
Good job. Good job.
You guys built good gliders.
Basic tests of the glider began immediately. Glenn and the team at sea sent RU-27 on short 15-minute missions. But something wasn't right. After diving, the glider was coming up too fast. Tina Haskins helped build RU-27 and was assisting the launch.
Yeah, the first test, she just didn't dive fast enough. We should have seen her kind of start to descend a little more quickly than what we did.
Haskins wondered whether there was a weight missing in RU-27. She phoned the lab to ask if they had found anything suspiciously heavy lying around.
I don't see anything there. The room's nice and clean.
In the end, the team figured out there was actually a typo in the mission they programmed. Scott Glenn says RU-27 was just following orders.
It's nice that it does exactly what it's told, even if it's wrong. It's probably fine. We'll find that out soon.
And RU-27 was fine. The boat team finished their tests, made some last-minute adjustments, and transferred control of the glider to shore. Back at the lab, the team waited for the glider to surface and make its first data phone call.
Did you see the pictures?
There it is!
As the folks in the lab finished their tests, they got ready to send the glider underwater to begin its mission. Those on the boat looked at RU-27 bobbing at the surface one last time.
Right, been through well.
happy. This is a great day.
Scott Glenn's excitement endured even through this exhausting day.
You know, the kids go out on their own. They're ready to go. They're ready to fly.
The 7-month journey is not without danger. Severe weather like hurricanes could damage RU-27 or blow it way off course. Sharks might attack it, and it's got limited battery power to make the voyage. Oscar Schofield's an oceanographer at Rutgers.
And now what we'll do is when it starts its standard mission, it calls in every 6 hours, and pretty much everyone's going to be hanging on a phone call every 6 hours for the next 7 months. But that's calmer than it's been the last few months.
I'm not sure it's going to be that much calmer. In RU-27's first week at sea, the team had to maneuver around a maze of fishing nets and deal with a sensor malfunction. And that was just the first 100 miles of 3,000. For Living on Earth, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
And that story comes to us courtesy of Spectrum Radio, the broadcast edition of IEEE Spectrum, the magazine of technology insiders. You can follow the sub's journey online, details at loe.org.
You can come with me in my submarine if you promise to behave. You can join the fun with the happy people far beneath the waves.
Just ahead, trying to tame the jungle with a Motor City mindset.